I think that most Kenyans think that the subject of debate between Kofi Annan and the Prime Minister and the President will probably be the question of whatever progress we may have made in regard to ending impunity in this country and implementing reforms in general. I think also they will be probably talking about the expected arrival of Luis Moreno Ocampo into the country sometime in the course of this week. So I really do, Kenyans think that the main subject for the meeting should be how we are going to handle the perpetrators of the post-election violence, whether they are going to be taken to The Hague and when that will be, because Kenyans would rather that they are taken to The Hague sooner rather than later.
Do you think that former UN Secretary General would have the necessary tools to pressure these two leaders to back the necessary reforms to ensure its implementation?
To begin with, let me say that Kofi Annan has made some progress, but has also failed in some respects. In my view, we credit him for helping to restore peace in this country. And he visited Kenya when the country was on fire. And he helped us. He helped to restore peace through his campaign for and establishment of the coalition government. But the fact is that the coalition government has also been a stumbling block to reforms, in the sense that it is a government of anti-reformers, if you ask me. And when Kofi Annan asks anti-reformers to implement reforms, then somehow I think he is making a big error, because it is very difficult to trust reforms in the hands of anti-reformers. I think that if Kofi Annan and the international community, as indeed Kenyans themselves, if we want reforms in this country, then we have to put the process of implementing reforms in the hands of reformers, whom I don't think that... I'm not sure whether Kofi Annan knows who they are, and whether he has the resolve to push for a change of government so that we can have reformers in power, rather than continue engaging in this futile business of asking anti-reformers to implement reforms, which cannot possibly happen. As for impunity, Kofi Annan has worked very hard to give the Kenyan government time to establish a local tribunal that it could try the perpetrators. But of course, there has been a lot of resistance in Parliament to the idea of establishing a local tribunal. Kenya government has failed severally to meet deadlines, even after Kofi Annan has worked hard. Each time there has been a failure to extend the deadline. And Kenyans now want to see some action. Action by the International Criminal Court. Action by Luis Ocampo, supported by the Kofi Annan team. Now, unless Kofi Annan and Ocampo can deliver on this, I think Kenyans will very fast lose confidence in them. And nobody knows what that will mean, because once Kenyans have lost confidence in their own judiciary, and then they end up losing confidence in the international judiciary, and then, of course, they will be left with no option but to take matters into their own hands. And that could, of course, result it could lead to very ugly things that we don't want to see again.
A recent poll showed that majority of Kenyans favor the international court. Luis Moreno Ocampo is expected in the country any moment from now. Do you think his arrival will put added pressure on the coalition government to act?
Yes, actually, all of us hope that he is coming with handcuffs. to put onto the hands of the suspected ministers and members of parliament and whoever else happens to whose name happens to be in the famous wacky envelope. We know that in that envelope there are names of ministers. We know there are people who cannot be tried locally and need to be taken to The Hague. Our big prayer is that Ocampo is coming to negotiate with the government regarding the modalities of arresting these people and taking them to The Hague before the end of the year. If we can return to The Hague with these people, Kenyans will be extremely happy. So I think that the government has given up on its own ability to try and get to try the perpetrators of the post-election violence, and they have come to the conclusion that only The Hague can handle this matter because anything internal has collapsed. So if the pressure is there, and I think that the Kenyan government is just waiting to be told what it needs to do to surrender the people who are the perpetrators. Already, I hear that the government is making plans to hire lawyers who will go and defend its ministers in The Hague. And if the government has reached that point, it merely shows that they have conceded that they have no ability to solve this problem, by the same token, that these matters must now taken to The Hague. The International Criminal Court must take over if Kenyans are going to have justice at all. So I think that the ball is in the court of Fernando and Moreno. I don't think that the ball is in the court of the Kenyan government. The Kenyan government has failed. Now we Kenyans want to see what the international community can do.
Do you think that Washington did a lot of good by writing specific letters to some of these ministers not to block the necessary or much needed reforms that Kenyans demand, and as well as the perpetrators of the crime to be prosecuted by the International Criminal Court?
I'd like to believe that the letters were useful, but I can tell you for sure that I don't think that it makes much. I don't think that it bears much good to continue pleading with perpetrators of the post-election violence to put into place mechanisms of their being tried. Obviously, they are going to sabotage any such mechanism. It's like really asking these people to take a rope and hang themselves, which no human being will do. Not even animals will agree to commit suicide if they can avoid it. And I think that while I appreciate the anxiety of Washington in seeing the reform process move forward, I simply think that they are asking the wrong people, the ministers they are writing to, asking them to expedite reform, are the enemies of reform. So why continue to ask these people to implement what they cannot implement? I think that if Washington wants to help Kenyans, it should work in the direction of having a change of government and having reformers in government who will then be able to implement reform. But continuing to ask ask anti-reformers to implement reforms, it's like playing a guitar to a bunch of goats. It's never going to work.